Frustrating, Ricky, that's what I would say. But do you think we tried to play a little bit too open? Gave them a few opportunities?
No, we didn't try and play too open, but we were very open. It was a frustrating afternoon. I am disappointed with the result. I am slightly disappointed with our defensive display. But it's not a time to dwell on it. It's not a time to be too down. You know, we've got a really important game on Tuesday, an opportunity to bounce back, and we now know that we have to go to Aylesbury and beat them. We've made the route to the playoffs slightly more difficult. I think if we had won today, we obviously would have massively increased our chances of making them. We've made it slightly more difficult, but it's still in our hands with two games to go. And you know, it doesn't matter how we get in the playoffs. It's just about making sure that we give ourselves a real good opportunity of doing that. So we now have to go and go to Aylesbury Tuesday night and try and win the game.
It's all about strength and resilience now, isn't it, mate? Still a few games to go. Some of them are looking a little bit tired, but it's all about keeping them working.
Well, look, I actually think, you know, we tried really hard today to try and get back in the game. But if you concede three goals, it's very, very difficult to win in a game of football. And unfortunately for us, the first goal was a set piece. We didn't defend our box well enough. Then we don't stop the recross and they score. The second, the defensive line was too high. Got done with one ball over the top from a fullback, and the lad goes and scores. And then the third goal, also set piece. Don't clear our box well enough, recross goal. And if you do defend like that against any team in our league, then you're going to be punished. It's about making sure you're good in the areas that win your games. That's the 18-yard boxes. You defend your own and you take your chances in theirs. And we didn't do either of those today. And for as bad as we were defensively, certainly for the first 20 minutes of the game, we were equally poor in the opposition's box. And if we're going to, you know, go to Aylesbury on Tuesday, we have to improve on in those two areas. But we're in it together. You know, defensively, we fell short together. Going forward, we fell short together. And we now need to make sure that we regroup, we don't dwell on it, we improve, and we go to Aylesbury on Tuesday and try and win the game.
Yeah, word for the fans? There were 20 of them here this morning getting this game on.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? I half wish they hadn't turned up, Nigel, after seeing that performance. But the pitch was underwater, wasn't it? And they done great. And in actual fact, the pitch played okay. It was obviously slippy and it was a bit wet in areas, but you know, it didn't cut up too badly. It's no worse playing on that today than it has been playing on it when it's rock solid. So no, the fans have been great, and ground staff were great getting the game on. Just you know, I'm disappointed and apologise for them that we couldn't go and get the 3 points which we all desperately wanted. But it wasn't through any fault of effort, wasn't through any fault of trying. Unfortunately, on the day we just weren't good enough in, like I said, in the 2 18-yard boxes, which is the areas where it wins your game. So dust ourselves off now and go again on Tuesday.
Two big league games to go.
Yeah, let's go for it, Nigel. Cheers.
Yep. Cheers.